Hey man, it's good to see you. What's happening down your way?
Yeah, man. Good to see you too. Oh, heaps, dude. Gearing up for the album release next week. So lots to do, lots of press. Just yeah, getting everything in check for next week. So pretty busy times, but very exciting.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. Of course, that is the new Flaming Wreckage album, Terra Inferna, April 26th.
Yeah.
Which, as you mentioned, that is next week. Where'd the time go, dude? This year has just gone so fast.
I know, man. It's been wild, eh? Like, I just feel like I've been nonstop just working. Like, yeah, I've been working on the band, working on my life, just working on everything. It's been crazy, man. I haven't had a second, but it's good though. It's good to be busy, and yeah, it feels really good to have this coming out. I was just down at Young Henry's earlier, just having a little meeting with those guys because we're doing like a launch party there next
Yeah,
week,
nice.
the
Nice.
day that it comes out. So that'll be super cool. Like, I used to work there, so they're pretty good for the hookup, and like they've treated us so well for ages. Like, always make sure the fridge is stocked at gigs and stuff, and like they just pretty much given us the venue for the arvo. So we're just gonna have a DJ and play the album, and we've got some other surprises along the way. So yeah, man, if you're in Sydney, come along. It'll be sick.
Man, I wish I was in Sydney. If I was there, I would totally be there for that.
Yeah,
Man,
it's pretty cool.
that sounds unreal, dude. But
Yeah.
obviously last time we spoke was for the album Cathedral Bones, and as we mentioned, a lot's happened since then, dude. But
Yeah.
when did you guys actually start working on this one? Was it very long after that album had dropped? Did you get the was the flow of creativity happening?
Yeah, man. I mean, like the album cycle of that album was a bit weird because it was still pretty COVID-y. So
Yes.
like, but we managed to somehow do this tour where we just went everywhere and like managed to dodge all these lockdowns. It was wild to think about now. Yeah, it was still not the easiest. Like, we couldn't go overseas or anything like that, which was the initial plan. So we did have a bit of extra time to, and yeah, like as soon as we did that Aussie tour, we were kind of more selective with shows. So we just had the time, man, and we just, yeah, some riffs started to come about, and there's a few riffs on this one that have been floating around for a little while. But yeah, man, like I think it's important to just keep writing, throughout the whole process. It's like, that's the one thing that I've felt in the last like month or so. It's like there's just like so much going on with the admin side of things and just getting everything ready for release. It's like sometimes you forget to like play your instrument and like be creative. It's good to have the dudes in the band like constantly writing. Like Jazzy's always writing riffs. He's probably writing one right now, Like
Get him on the
Ben's just
phone. I want to say,
oh.
yeah, what are you doing, mate? Oh, just writing a riff. I told you.
Yeah,
Yeah.
like the chances of that are actually quite high. Yeah, so it's good, man. Like I think on this one, it was more of a collaborative sort of writing process as well. It was really fun. Like we pushed ourselves a bit with the songs, and we got some pretty good results. Like took a few left turns here and there, and yeah, man, it was interesting because like Cathedral was such a like balls to the wall like record. There wasn't too much
Yeah.
space in that one, but this one's got a few more open spaces and some interesting stuff that we haven't done before. So yeah, it's a bit different, but it's still us. So
I
if
like
you
it,
like,
man. I was
yeah,
cranking
you
it
happy?
today. Yeah, I was cranking it today. I was doing some deliveries and stuff, and then I
Yeah,
was
sick.
having a sneaky listen. It was oh man, it's sick. It's really,
Yeah.
really sick. Did you test out any material? And blah, blah, blah. See, it's late at night here, kids. This is what
Yeah.
happens. This is me all the time. Did you test out any of the material at the shows or on the tour when you're overseas and all that kind of thing?
Yeah, we played like one or two new ones when we went to New Zealand last year. That was kind
Yeah.
of like just thought we'd give them a go, and they went down really well. I will say these songs are fucking hard to play live. Like that's the kind of vibe we're in now. We're like learning how to play them. Like we're putting together the set list for the launch shows, and like every single time, man, it just gets harder each album. But I really like the challenge of like, how are we going to do this live? Because We just get carried away with guitars. Like I would have probably said the same thing to you last time we spoke,
Yes.
but this time around it's like times 10, and like the vocal, the guitar, like trying to get that coordination going on. Like I'm really pushing myself in that regard. Like I don't ever have any consideration to how difficult that might be at a later date. I just do what sounds good on the record, and then that's a later Dave problem. So. But it's I really like this process. It's like it is a creative thing, and you're kind of like almost learning the album again, and like figuring out how you're gonna, chop it down to two guitars. But knowing us, like it's not, we don't just sort of play the song as it is. Like I think there's a big difference with us with what's on the record or what's played live. Like same basic structure obviously, but like we like to throw a few extra jams in there and stuff, and like some of the newer ones we've got some like sort of epic outros that we could just keep playing until the room clears sort of thing. So yeah, we're having fun with it, man. I'm really keen to play some of the other ones that we haven't played yet live. So yeah, but what we have done has gone down well, so yeah, it's killer.
Yeah, awesome, man. And of course, this is what, number three? Third time you've worked with Chris Lomelco? Is that
yeah
right?
yeah man.
Yeah. What a
Yeah,
legend.
I know. Like every time we've worked with him, it's just been a bit better and a bit easier, and we seem to have more time for the fun stuff. Like it's not so. Like I will say though, this time around, we definitely spent every second available to us, like recording. Like we did so much shit on this album, but that was because we had the time to throw some shit at the wall. Like we're very meticulous with the pre-pro stuff, which we like to do just so that we can get into the studio and like really enjoy ourselves. Just like, flex the riffs a little bit and just like throw some shit out there that like, and especially on this one, we did some stuff that is a little bit unfamiliar. Like there's some synth and some 12 string guitar, and like I have I work for a backline hire company, so pretty fortunate to be able to just pick some shit off the shelf and just, but our philosophy was just like, we'll just see. Like we just record it, and if it works, it works. But worst case, we've got it on tape. So you can always, you'd be surprised how much weird shit ends up in the mix on metal records. Like just like little bits of percussion and stuff like that. Like it's always interesting to play around with that stuff. So I think by being like super prepared in the writing and pre-pro stage, you get to go in the studio, nail the bed tracks, and then just fuck around. It's awesome.
What's the weirdest thing that you slipped into this one that maybe that you're waiting for someone to pick up on? Is there anything that you've sort of gone, no one's ever going to find this, it's buried in the mix, but you know
Oh,
it's there? Is there something in there?
there's a vibra slap, but that's pretty obvious in Ghost. Like that's we actually made a point of that in the clip as well.
Love it.
But
I love
like
it.
the oh, there's one part, like we just got a whole bunch of different guitars, and my mate's got a couple of Duesenbergs. It's like German. It's like it's kind of like a Gretsch. It's they're awesome. It sounds like somewhere between like a Jet and like a Tele, and we were just trying different guitars for this one clean bit, and we used his Duesenberg for one chord. Like it's just this weird clean break. It just goes to one clean chord. It's on the last, and then it goes back to the heavy bit. And we're like, that's it. That's that guitar. Like we like and this is classic. We spent so much time figuring out what guitar is right for this one chord, but like it's got the Bigsby and stuff, and it was just perfect for it. So it's like, the logistics that kind of sums up being in a band right there. The amount of time you spend, like organizing that, the logistics of going to get it, and then the time that you actually use it is less than 5 seconds.
You just go, eh.
So,
And then
yeah.
I've got this dream of burying a kazoo in somewhere in like the most brutal, like blast beats, black metal with this like
Oh
kazoo
yeah.
underneath, just to see
Yeah.
if anyone would find the kazoo.
Yeah, I reckon you could get away with it, man. If
Yeah.
you put it through enough pedals and stuff, you can get away with anything. Like,
That's it.
yeah. Well, one thing that we learned on this one is like just the power of the acoustic
Yes.
in like, and it doesn't have to be obvious. Like, that's like I guitar tech for friends were on occasionally, and like Jay Wally, he's like a producer as well, and he was showing me some new tracks from that Coffin album that, is obviously out now, but before it came out. And he's like, man, rock and roll secret sauce is just acoustic guitars in the chorus and like shakers. And like we did some big choruses. And I'm like, you just put them underneath, like they're not that obvious. It just really brings it together, man. And it's one of those things like you take it away and it feels like it's lacking, but it just like we use a 12 string too, so it's like, it's just more is more.
It's a little
Yeah,
bit
it
of,
sounds.
it's a little spice, you know?
That's it.
It's like one thing I love is like, you know, when you hear a song and it hits that big chorus or it's that big energy bit, like Queens of the Stone Age do it where they've got the piano and it's just that one piano note going dee 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 dee.
Yeah, man.
There's something about that that makes you just want to like go hard, and I don't know what it is.
Yeah, totally. It's like I think a lot of rock and roll bands, especially, like you don't realize how much instrumentation there is until you go and see it live. On the record, like on face value, it can kind of seem just like a straight up rock band, but when you go see Queens live, there's like seven dudes on stage all playing different shit, and but that's the sound, so yeah, I don't know if we'll have anyone playing 12 string on stage, but it was fun to do on the record, so
And you can't have that one dude like when there's blast beats with like the shakers. You know, there's always that goo, the bongos and the shakers and the backy. You know, you can't do that with thrash or death metal. It just, you
Yeah,
know,
man. Not live. No di no downstage.
no.
Yeah, no downstage floor toms or anything like
But you know, of course, the artwork is pretty cool too. I told you last time, I love the Cathedral Bones artwork. Is it the same dude, same artist, or is it a different
No, it's
artist?
a different guy. Last time we used Mike from M29. It's an Aussie guy from Sydney. This time around we use this guy, his name's Tadu Levy. Dark Visage is his art thing on Instagram. And yeah, man, Brazilian guy's amazing. Like, yeah, we did a lot of research like to try and get the right one. And we stumbled across some AI stuff that was good at first, and then realized what it actually was, and we're like, oh no, I can't go
Hard,
down that
oh
path.
man, it's hard, eh? It's getting
Yeah, well,
harder.
it's getting too good. I was like talking to Andrew from Scars and Guitars the other week about this, because it's getting too good that we were like we talked about it for ages. He was like, no, this is the one, and it turned out to be AI. We're like, oh fuck. But yeah, like that's like a blessing and a curse of the Instagram algorithm is like once you're looking for something like that, it will just like pummel you with a million different options every
Oh,
day.
yeah.
Like once we went digging for like the dark sort of like landscape oil painting style, there's just so much shit that came up, and we stumbled across this guy, and he was awesome to work with, man. Like nailed the brief. I think like that cover really represents like the th like a few of the themes that run through the record of sort of pushing yourself through the shit to get to the beam of light at the end of it. Like you can see that the guy's like sort of standing on the precipice, and it looks like he's got the hardest, most brutal trail ahead. But if there's hope, and if you got hope, you can make it to the end. So that's kind of like one of the themes that runs through the album. And like Hell on Earth, that track, like that's I think that was the main song I sent him for the artwork. I like to send artists like lyrics and see how they interpret it, and we do that a lot with shirts and stuff as well, because like Matt likes to draw and stuff, and like we've got a few ideas there, but I always like to just go, here's like my lyrics or my art, see what you how you can interpret it. And yeah, he nailed it, so yeah, man, super stoked.
One thing I noticed about it though, there's like in the distance, you get there's that sort of yellowy sort of light, you know, the light, and the color to me seems it's like it connects to Cathedral. Was that intentional? Like,
It
is it
wasn't,
like a
but
bit of a throwback, you know what I mean? Like it connects in some way.
yeah, I mean, not intentionally, but like I guess both albums sort of they kind of revolve around that sort of like earthiness, that kind of color palette. And yeah, I guess like everything about Cathedral was just like pretty brutal, and this is too, but it's in a different way. Like I think there's definitely some positivity to be, but you have to look for it, on like and that's kind of the whole thing I was trying to get across. I think like the theme of like loss is a huge one on this, because I started writing the lyrics like around some pretty heavy stuff that was going on with me. And I think there was a period in the band where we were all experiencing some kind of loss, whether it be like, people passing away or people, relationships moving away or things like that. And when we first started writing this, it was COVID. We couldn't even jam. They couldn't see each other. So it was just like the loss of like the band, we felt like
Yeah.
it was nothing was happening. So yeah, it was kind of born out of that initially, but then like the some more personal and like heavier personal stuff just kind of overtook that concept, and it became what it is. But it's bleak, but it's like there is that hope there, and like there's a theme that runs through it as well. That's kind of like if you look at the end of that chasm in on the cover, there's like that beam of light, and
Yes.
the structure that holds that is kind of like the crucible, which is if the like which is basically like a dish that can just like withstand like immense heat. So you have to kind of channel that energy if you want to get through the darkest shit that, in your life. You just got to do it, man. So it's, and yeah, like hell on earth, there's a line in that. It's like, there are no hearts of stone, and this will cut right to the bone. So yeah, there's does like grief and loss. There's no. It come from any for anyone, so yeah, man. You never know when it's gonna come for you. It's just life's brutal, but yeah, if you have that positivity, you can
Yeah.
get through it.
Are you all right?
Yeah,
You doing
man,
all
I'm
right
good.
now? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm good now. Yeah, it's like I'm so stoked to have this like vessel to be able to write, like get this out, because when you're going through stuff like that, it's like it's immensely powerful and like therapeutic to have like something like. Just being able to write stuff down, which I would highly recommend anyway, whether you're an artist or not. But yeah, just like working through a concept, and as it changes, like as you're, like as you're going through it, like every day is a new challenge kind of thing. And like this that I just like wrestled with for a long time, man. And that's one because I'm a hard taskmaster, but also like it was a really ever-changing sort of place that I was in. So well, I look back at it now and it kind of takes me back to like when I was first like having like the depths of it. But I think it's good to get that out of your system, and have it to look back on as well. It's like like art is like so powerful in that way, I think.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. And I was thinking about the other day that some people don't have that, man. I don't know how. Actually, bass player, my band,
Yeah.
he mentioned it as well. He goes, man, I just don't know how I couldn't function like that. You know what I mean? Like not having that creative output or somewhere to just turn that tap on and let it go. Like
Yeah,
I.
right.
There's some people out there that they don't have that. And I could imagine that being real hard, but I guess that's where they listen to music to, feel that and get through it because they rely on music or
Yeah,
something. They don't,
totally. I think, but I mean, even like being a listener is a creative experience because people take it in different ways. Like, I'm reading Rick Rubin's book at the moment, and
Oh,
his
cool.
whole thing, it's awesome, man. But his whole thing is like, everyone's an artist in some way. Like, he's like, you can't just say that you're not creative because people make creative decisions every day. It might not seem like it, but just because you're not a painter or a musician, you're making decisions every day. You're
Yeah.
like thinking, and that things that affect your life. So it's like listening to music is a creative decision. Like whether you want to put something on, depending on what mood you're in, how you consume it, So it's all there, man. So that's the thing. It's like we're all part of the same thing, really. And that's why, music connects to so many people. It's just a big fucking revolving door. It's awesome.
That's it. That's exactly right, man. That's exactly right. But also the video for Ghost has a bunch of great cameos. Bunch of
Yeah.
good dudes in there. You got like Tim from Master of Death and Nano from Black Reno and Chris from Mountain the Wizzies.
Yeah.
Man, what a rad video. How'd you
Yeah,
get did you just call them up and or put a bat signal out and just say, let's
man.
go? Like how did you wrangle these dudes?
I know, the stars just aligned, man. Like it was so lucky everyone was free that day. Yeah, it was like definitely the funnest video I've ever made by a mile,
Pretty
because
good.
like We haven't really done a video like that before that kind of takes the piss, and it's taken the piss out of us because we played heaps of gigs like that with like two people there. And I think anyone that's been in a band for long enough has done that. So that's why we, it's relatable. It's like rather than trying to like do something where we're like standing on a cliff with brimstone fucking bubbling behind us or whatever, like it's just been done to death, man. And I just wanted to do something that's a little bit more relatable and it's just funny and like, paid homage to like the hilarious shit that we've seen. But like all of the stuff that Chapo says in that is like quotes from like just battlers from playing in regional towns in Australia. So it's like we just pretty much wrote the story of our like career touring around. And like if you do enough shows, you'll come across people like that. And it's fucking hilarious. And or like, the whole Nano coming in and not being into it and just leaving, like we played this gig in Geelong in like 2000, oh, so long, probably 10 years ago. And yeah, I just remember like for some reason there was no local bands at all. And it was a Sunday and there was like three payers or something. And everyone was like eating lunch while we were playing. And the chef came in on his break to just like check us out. And he just walked in and just went, nah, not. So we were like playing to a fully empty room for most of the show. So
Oh man.
you look back on that shit and it's just hilarious now. So you might as well take the piss out of it. And like Chapo is like the biggest shit talker I've ever met in my life. So he was perfect for that role. And like Tim from Astro Death, he was also a bit, he had the shits that day as well. So that kind of fed into that surly sort of bartender character he was playing. So yeah, it all just worked out, man. Like me and Reese, the guy that directed it, it was a lot of planning for sure. But he's just an absolute wizard at like making music videos, and he's done a few live things for us before and stuff. So yeah, I really wanted to work for him with him for a while, like properly. And it was cool. Like it was very like we just met up a few times and just nutted out the concept and stuff. And yeah, man, it was super fun. I don't think we can go back to serious videos now. It was too good.
You gotta make a sequel.
Yeah.
Get everybody, man. No, but all those guys are really good. Hey, shout out to those boys. They're really good dudes. All of them. All of
Yeah,
them.
man. I mean, it's like stoked as well because like they're like bands that we tend to play with quite a lot, touring around, and they're all from Sydney and like they're all our mates. So, like even if they weren't in it would have been sick just to get them down and just drink some beers because, like just love hanging out with those guys. So yeah, man, it was just a fucking mad day. Loved it, and then I'm pretty sure we went to Obituary after that. So it was like a big day on the beers.
Oh,
It's just.
really? Oi. Talking about that, you recently opened for Catatonia as well.
Yeah, man, it was
Ah.
awesome.
Man, that would have been incredible.
Yeah, it was. It was like I was stoked we got that one because it's like, on the face of it, it's not really like your obvious fit or whatever. But I think that more promoters should be looking that way with shows. Just get some bands in there that are not necessarily like a cookie cutter version or whatever of the headliner, because at the end of the day, the 1100 people that were at the Metro, they're all metalheads and they're probably looking for something new. So we were stoked to be able to play to like a pretty much new crowd. Like, there was some people there that had seen us before and stuff, but yeah, man, it was a real cool experience. Really, really good reception from everybody for the most part. I just except for one guy, I don't like sometimes when you do those bigger shows, like there's people that obviously don't get out to too many local gigs, and they park themselves right on the front barrier, and they're just completely inconvenienced the entire time you're playing. They're just like, "Why the fuck are you playing at me? This is rubbish." But there was this guy right in front of me, and he had that attitude from the start. But after about two songs, I just saw him start to kind of bob his head a little bit, and then after that he was like pulling out his phone filming stuff. I was like, got him. That's like it's such a good feeling when you can like convert people because they're like actively not looking to like enjoy your set.
It's
But
like they want to hate you. Like they're
oh
like, no, I'm here for my band and fuck everything else. They're my favorite people to play for because I make it
oh no.
known that I will go up to them and like scream in their face. And
Absolutely. I love it. I love the challenge of it, man.
oh, me
If you
too.
can convert those people, it's the best.
That's it. Mind you, I've had a couple of just, you know, I think we've all had them where it's like, they're just lost causes. They're
Yeah.
just like, I'm here for what I'm here for, and fuck you. And you're like,
Yeah.
all right, man. That's cool.
Yeah,
That's
yeah.
cool.
You're
That's
always
all
gonna
right.
get a bit of that, man. But yeah, it was sick. Like never done the Metro before, so that was a rad experience playing that room. I worked there so much as well because I
Yeah.
like advanced tech and stuff, and it was weird walking in there and not working. Like all the house guys were like, "Oh, what are you doing?" I'm like, "I'm playing." They're like, "What? Sick." So yeah, it's
These
cool,
are on
man.
me. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, you've done supports in the past, but you know, has there been one that's been the most challenging for you guys? Or is there one that, you know, we're talking about trying to get the crowd going, or you know, the band? Has there been anyone that you've sort of really just gone, okay, this is making us work a little harder?
Yeah, I have to think. We played with Omnium Gatherum when they came out a few years ago. That was good, but I feel like their crowd, they took a bit of work and they were just warming up to us, and then it was time to stop.
Go. Ah.
But yeah, I feel like for the most part, man, it's been really good. Like, it's interesting seeing the different reactions across the different subgenres of metal, though. Like, you know, like we played with Power Trip once, and
Oh, man.
they were just like that crowd was just like, let's go from the first fucking riff. But like I feel like the more sort of reserved mellow death crowd will takes a bit of warming up too. But yeah, for the most part, like, yeah, relish the challenge. And it's all, yeah, I just love like the variety of gigs that like you can. I think that's a good thing about our band. Like we've got enough in each kind of category to get us onto a bunch of different bills, which is awesome. So yeah, man, but nothing off the top of my head that was a real hard ask. But I was like, I'm always stoked to do those big shows. It's real fun.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Absolutely. And you got a couple of shows coming up. I saw, you know, for the release, you got the listening party. But what else is past that? You're going to do a run? You're going to come up and see us?
Yeah, we're
What's
coming to see you. We're just doing like the two big sort of launch shows in May and June, just Melbourne and Sydney, and then later in the year we're going to be doing a bigger tour, and yeah, we'll be coming up for sure.
Yeah.
So yeah, man, looking forward to that. And then yeah, Europe in November, which is really exciting too. So it's a really busy back end of the year, which is sick. So yeah, everyone's got time to learn the lyrics by then.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, man, you'll have to hit us up when you come
Yeah,
up to. Are you doing
100%.
Goldie? Is that the plan? Gold Coast, Brisbane, or just Brisbane, or?
Yeah, I think hopefully both. It's getting booked at the moment, so nothing's locked in. But yeah, man, it's yeah looking like sort of September, October time. We'll be up there. So yeah, man, it's been a while since we've done a headline tour of like, you know, the last one we did was with Freedom of Fear and Remission, and that was sort of, we just like split it up across each city and sort of, and that was just all the majors. But this one we're going to hit a few more spots that we haven't been to before and some other regionals and stuff. So yeah, it'll be super fun, man. There's a couple of rippers in there. That Mad Max Festival will be killer as well. I'm looking forward to that one.
What's that?
We're doing this gig in it's in Broken Hill.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, it's like on the Mad Max compound. Yeah, it's unreal. It's
Are you
like
gonna?
it's got like Blackened vibes. It's like in the desert, you know. It's proper like outdoor festival. It'll be cool.
Are you gonna wear the shoulder pad, you know, the tire shoulder pads and the? Are you gonna get
Yeah, I
into
think
it?
we might have to do something like
That'd be so
that. I think
sick.
we might. Yeah, there's like a. I'm pretty sure there's like a museum there, so we might just be able to nick in there and just grab a couple
Just
of stage. Yeah.
it just do some doughies in the
Oh yeah, Locke will be all over that with the rep.
man, unreal, man, unreal. But hey man, it's
Cool.
been awesome hanging out with you again. It's, you know, it's been a little while, and you know,
Yeah, thanks, man. Thanks for having
yeah,
us again.
absolutely. Well, we're gonna have all the links down here in the show notes and on the website, brother. You take care. Usually I'll have a beer, but I haven't got one tonight. And
All
we will see you soon.
right, man. Cheers, Nev. Have a good one,
Take
bro.
care, brother.